As the cherry blossoms begin to fade and the azaleas begin to take center stage here in Washington, the spring crop of new recordings has been harvested from the office of our music director, Ned Warden, and he's here to share the bounty with us. Hi, Ned.
Hi, Leanne.
Now, I know there's a personal connection with a recent guest who has a new recording, and you're going to start off our segment with that, and I'll let you explain.
Well, remember when Ralph Towner came to visit to talk about his group Oregon, taking them to Moscow? He signed an old vinyl record of mine, Solo Concert, from 1979. One of my favorite albums when I was just out of high school, and I practically raked the grooves to dust playing that thing. Such a gorgeous recording, especially Towner's phenomenal 12-string playing. Well, here we are some 20 years later, and I'm feeling pretty old here. But Towner's new CD harkens back to that terrific album and showcases his incredible virtuosity on both 12-string and classical guitar. He's still on ECM Records, and the new CD is called Anthem.
Now, is Ralph Towner playing his own compositions on the CD?
Yeah, pretty much all of them are originals, with one notable exception, and I'm really glad he included it because it's one of my favorite jazz standards, Charles Mingus's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Guitarist Ralph Towner playing the Charles Mingus tune, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, from his new CD on ECM called Anthem. Now here's another cut that might go right along with the likes of Charles Mingus, the same sort of angular composition, but this is by contemporary keyboardist Don Preston.
Now I'm the one that's feeling old. Don Preston's name rings a bell.
Yeah, and here's why. Don Preston played keyboards with Frank Zappa quite a bit in the late 60s and early 70s. He also played some bass and various outrageous mini Moog synthesizer solos. Here he's playing on the title cut from Waka Jawaka.
Waka Jawaka.
Yeah, from 1972. Now, besides Frank Zappa, Don Preston's played with everyone from John Lennon to Nat King Cole to the London Philharmonic. His father was a composer in residence with the Detroit Symphony, and he began studying music at an early age. Now, there's some press material here that claims that at age 12, he was thrown out of school for hypnotizing several students and a nun. Now, his strange and varied career included a few solo releases, the last in 1994 with the odd title, Vile Foamy Ectoplasm. Now, this new CD is called Transformation, and it's on Cryptogrammophone Records. And there are some more oddly titled cuts, like this one called Eric Dolphy Memorial Barbecue. Thank you. Okay, now we're listening to a disc that's been living in my car CD player for a long time now.
Who is this?
Well, I'm having some trouble with the pronunciation because the name of the group is 3 exclamation points, so, you know, I'm not sure how you asked this for this one at the record store. And it seems to just confound the search engines at Amazon.com and on the internet when you type in those 3 exclamation points. But a member of the Crack WeSun intelligence team retrieved some info about them. They're based in Sacramento, and as far as the pronunciation goes, evidently the lead vocalist has introduced the band by saying, "We are chick, 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 pow, 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 ugh, ugh, ugh," or any 3 exclamatory words in a row written out as 3 exclamation points.
Right, so how do you find the CD?
Well, it ain't easy. I special ordered mine from a local record store that specializes in indie bands, and they told me that their distributor is on the web at midheaven.com. But again, if you put those exclamation points in their search engine, nothing comes up. But here's a tip. If you type in chick, C-H-I-K, 3 times, chick, 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 you'll find it.
Now who and what is this?
Well, this is South Indian music with some Kenyan harp by way of London. Sushila Raman was born in the UK to Bengali parents, and her voice and just the sound of this new CD on Narada really caught my ear. It's her debut CD called Salt Rain. Once again, that's Sushila Raman from her debut CD, Salt Rain, on Narada.
And that's our music director, Ned Wharton, with some of the new things he's been listening to. How about an update on some of the folks whose recordings you've talked about in the past?
Well, I have a couple of updates. First, singer Tom Freund, remember the organist Jimmy Smith played on his debut CD. Unfortunately, the small record label he was on, Red Ant, went bankrupt, but Freund has soldiered on, and like a lot of independents, he's making a go of distributing his music via his own website. And he has a really strong new CD called Simpatico. And, you know, his last record, North American Long Weekend, had a sort of folk jazz feel, and this one's definitely more polished, and this time he has a kind of alternative country feel. Jenny, walk away. Leave and don't come back. You stole my brother's address book, and you bothered all the women in it. The dying love, a jealous love. You can't let go of anyone. I can't stand it anymore. Steady ticking from below. Is anybody in there? Any minute she could blow, and that could be dangerous. Born as a bomb. So you can order Simpatico through www.tomfreund.com, and that's TOMFREUND.com.
You said you had a couple of updates. What's the second?
Yeah, well, a while back we listened to some music written by a Los Angeles bass player and composer who died in 1997. A year ago we sampled a bit of The Music of Erik Von Essen, Volume 1. Well, Volume 2 is now here, and it's really been worth the wait. Many of the same great players are on this latest volume, including drummer Peter Erskine, pianist Alan Pasqua, bass player Joel Hamilton, who incidentally played on Don Preston's record. And like the Don Preston, it's another terrific title in the Cryptogrammophone Records catalog. So I'm going to leave you with this cut called Paolo's Song from The Music of Erik Von Essen, Volume 2.
Ned Wharton is music director of our program. If you want more information on the music or the artists we've talked about today, or any of the music heard on the show, just go to the Weekend Edition Sunday webpage at npr.org and click on Director's Cuts. Thanks a lot, Ned.
Thanks, Leanne.